USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
More than 3 million Americans per day are receiving COVID vaccinations as vaccination efforts increase across the country. On Saturday, more than 4 million doses were administered, setting a new single-day record. Despite those efforts, cases are slowly rising, with spreading variants being blamed for the increase. Dr. Celine Gounder was a member of the Biden transition team's COVID advisory board and tells CNN that there are still some precautions those who are vaccinated should take, including avoiding large crowds.
Only about 30% of people in this country have received even one dose of vaccine, much less being fully vaccinated. And so I think if you are vaccinated, yes, you can engage in some of these activities, but you should still stay away from crowds. You should, if you're visiting with people from household not your own, really be sticking to one other household at a time, because there is still a very real risk.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
The Biden administration is trying to sell the nation on the president's infrastructure plan. The proposal contains funding to modernize roads, bridges, railways, and airports, but critics are focusing on the billions in the plans for issues not seen as infrastructure programs, as well as an increase in the corporate tax rate to fund the plan. Congressman Matt Cartwright says the president's proposal is something the country needs. The Pennsylvania Democrat tells Fox News that the country needs to reinvest in its aging infrastructure.
We were handed this portfolio of assets by the greatest generation, handed down to us, and we have been disinvesting in that. We haven't been keeping it up. We've been letting it go to pot. That's why things like the poisoning in Flint, Michigan happen. When you don't keep up your infrastructure, bad things happen.
And more than 40 people are dead after heavy rains triggered a landslide in Indonesia. Dozens of homes have also been destroyed by the landslides on Flores Island. Local authorities say several people are also still missing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Hunter Biden is defending his business dealings with foreign countries. Jeremy Scott reports from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
Federal prosecutors in Delaware revealed last December that they're investigating Hunter Biden's finances. The president's second son has denied any wrongdoing. He told CBS,
I'm cooperating completely, and I am absolutely certain, 100% certain, that at the end of the investigation, that I will be cleared of any wrongdoing.
You're 100% certain.
I'm 100% certain of it. And all I can do is cooperate and trust in the process.
Hunter Biden sat on the board of a Ukrainian gas firm, which is the subject of a corruption investigation. His overseas business dealings with Ukraine and China became the subject of the 2020 election after an article in the New York Post. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And a state of emergency has been declared in Manatee County, Florida, as a wastewater reserve about 40 miles south of Tampa is near collapse. Hundreds of people near the Piney Point Reservoir have been evacuated as officials worry the reservoir's walls could structurally collapse, allowing more than 600 million gallons of water to escape into the surrounding area. Crews are working to pump water out of the pond to alleviate the pressure on the reservoir's walls. The pond contains a mix of fresh and salt waters and wastewaters from an old phosphate plant. And Stanford has won the NCAA Women's Basketball Championship, holding off fellow Pac-12 team Arizona 54-53. It's the Cardinals' first national championship since 1992. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.